So ain't nobody gonna do the intro.
Bro, Malik, I welcome you guys back to Bar Time.
Welcome back, everyone here. Welcome,
bro. This man trying to do ASMR and stuff.
Podcast.
Okay, there you go.
Follow us on all socials.
No, no, no.
You can't even let me do it. All
right, all right. I got it.
My way? Are you serious?
Bro, no, because that's not the way it's supposed to be done, bro. Welcome back, podcast people. That's what you say at first. Welcome back, podcast people. You just said we are the Down Bad Podcast. You ain't say welcome to nobody or nothing. Welcome back, Down Bad Podcast people, my Down Bad Podcast family. You know what I'm saying? We're growing bigger and stronger every single day. We back with episode number 25. We got a Discord episode. Unfortunately, our guest did not show up today, and they had to reschedule, so we had to go ahead and, do a Discord episode. So, you know, you get to see us in our natural habitats once again, everybody's room and everything like that. We back. Everybody's back. My name is Lou. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else go ahead and go. Afo, go.
Hello.
Say it again.
I'm Afo.
Okay. Somebody else?
Hey, Chef.
Hello, y'all. My name Nick.
Yes, sir.
My name Baxter.
All right. We got two more. The nigga, that's a big ass pineapple cup. Damn. What the fuck?
The juice. What the fuck's that?
All right. Go ahead. Bro, it's
my
two
name,
people.
Jabeen Bag.
Jabeen Bag, whatever. All right. And Mr. Silent.
Galapagos Gobbler.
Galapagos Gobbler. Fuck it. All right. So we back with episode number 25. We was going to do it in person, but unfortunately, we could not. We could not because Afo got back from ATL. He was out there. He went to go see his girl. And we, you know, we all did some today and everything like that. Yeah. You ain't know?
Yes, she got a BBL. He had to go. She had to fly him out so she could get the support that she needed from him. You know,
but 1 out of 10, how that BBL looking?
Since she just got it, so it's kind of new, so it's gonna take a little time to simmer it. But from what I was looking at, it's like an 8 out of 10. And then when it's
move
fully
up,
healed,
move up. We can barely hear you, my boy.
When it's fully healed, it's gonna be a 10 out of 10. So
it's big enough to sit on.
Oh, of course. You can sit like a wine glass on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So if y'all are wondering, Afo finished his puberty. That's why his voice sounds so deep today. So he finally finished puberty.
Congratulations!
You know what I'm saying? Congratulations. You know, my
bro,
boy.
I literally sound like normal, bro. I don't know what y'all are on with this,
bro. You sound like your voice got 10 times deeper,
bro. Bro, I literally sound like normal.
All right, anyway, so let's go ahead and get to the favorite part. Well, my favorite part. You know what I'm saying? The
damn, my phone is updated.
Shout outs, you know what I'm saying? The shout outs. Shout out to Saucy. He says, I'm salty. I listen to the podcast out of order. I swear I love y'all niggas. We love you too, bro. We love you too, bro.
Me too, bro.
Hey, real quick, bro. There's no lore. Like,
I'm about to say, there's no really order of the podcast. There's no really order.
There's no real lore yet.
Shout out to Marcrosis. Yeah. They said y'all funny as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Devin Salter. He said, bro, I wish I had friends like y'all and really love the podcast. He said he wish he had friends like us. Little does he know, we all fucking hate each other.
I'm saying this right
here. And next time I see y'all niggas.
Yeah, everybody point at somebody that you just hate. Like, just point at somebody you just hate.
I right here.
I don't hate Kelvin.
Time I see you, nigga.
Hey, the thing is, the thing is, Malik is pointing at absolutely nobody right now. Everybody pointed at somebody except for Malik on my screen, bro.
Man, I'm pointing over here, man. What you talking about?
So, Laquio said y'all Laquio. Funny as fuck, but the podcast too good. Keep up the good work. We appreciate that. And Bon Von, you know, that was the one who said, what's it called? He liked your puffy slippers. Yes, sir. He said, I love this. And then my boy CJ, you know what I'm saying? He said, W podcast, like always. So yeah, shout out to everybody that left the comments and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? We really do appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep on grinding for y'all. You know, we're going to keep trying to have these things out every single Thursday, you know what I'm saying, at 6 p.m. Oh, speaking of, this Thursday, very special for your boy. You know, this your boy's birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Officially
32. Round of applause. Come on.
Damn.
You're old ass.
32, gang.
Don't even say the age, bro.
You are literally older than me.
Don't even say age, grandpa.
You know what? And I just get I get abused every single time I mention anything about age, and I'm not even the oldest one here. But that's
Millie,
okay,
you better not be talking either. Old man.
I'm 21.
Y'all niggas old.
You know somebody old. You know somebody old when they say their age is younger than what it actually is. Because I'm gonna be a proud 24. I'm gonna be a proud 24.
It's I'm lying, nigga. You 36. Your old ass.
Y'all not finna be treating me like I'm Ed. That's not what y'all finna do. That's not what y'all finna do.
Hey, you still in high school?
Huh?
You had the super senior citizen.
Nah, Ed was like 27 in high school. No cap. Wait, that's my boy, though.
Wait, what?
Nah, we just fucking with you, obviously. We just
fucking with you. I was about to say.
Shouldn't y'all be starting families?
Yeah, they should be.
Damn.
Y'all need to provide.
I don't think
for
there's an age limit on starting families. Like,
okay, go play a mortgage or something, man.
Like, bro, we got to fight wars. You better have some kids.
Damn. He ain't never just told him to pay mortgage, bro.
He just told me to pay a mortgage.
Did you see what I said?
Wait, what he say?
He said we got to fight wars. Go make some kids.
Yo. Wow.
God, that's fucked up.
Funny as
hell. You know, I don't come and do this podcast to get abused for me aging gracefully. Cause while Muzz is talking, I'm still not even the oldest one looking here. Because Malik looked like an uncle. So
bro,
I don't
Malik
know why he
like
be talking.
36. He dead seriously like he's in his 30s.
Who?
Malik looked like a good 36.
Not playing
bro,
on me.
If you just shape up your beard, it's cause you don't have your beard shaped up, bro.
I know.
And then your dreads are extremely long. Like, you've been growing them for, like, 10-plus years. Like, that's all. Bro, I ain't going to count to you. You get your hair cut and what's it called? You let your dreads loose. You going to look like you fresh out of prison. Like, you've been in that bitch serving 20 years. Like, you've been in that bitch serving 20 years. No cap.
Hey, maybe I have.
That one uncle that always wearing open-toe slippers.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Don't be that uncle, too. Bro,
I said Malik, that one uncle that always wearing open toe slippers.
Malik, I know you're a whiz on that grill, bro.
No.
I know you're a whiz on that grill, man.
Hey, can we appreciate the comments? You know what I'm saying? Because why Nick just said I am too. I forgot, bro. That nigga really said. He said, "Kid, put them musty ass feet up." But I love y'all podcast though.
Nah,
oh my
crazy.
God, that was so funny.
That
this
was
is
crazy.
My crib, bro.
That
oh
crazy.
My God, that
nasty
was so funny.
Through the screen.
My man said, "Put the musty ass feet up." Love y'all podcast though. Like, dang, bro, you couldn't just say
that's
like
crazy.
The podcast.
No, nah, that was crazy.
Why are you looking at my feet, man?
No, we gonna need a what's it called? We gonna start. Like I said, we about to hit 1,400 subscribers, bro. Literally, I think like 2 weeks ago, I said we was about to hit 1K.
That's crazy, bro.
It is crazy.
We've really been growing.
Mm-hmm.
We've been growing, expanding, and now we need to conquer. We need to take over the economical systems of China, man. I'm telling you right now.
What economical systems? Which ones?
I don't know. I don't know. I wanted to go on the rant, but then I gave up halfway. So I'm sorry for even taking up my time.
I understand. All right. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's been a while since actually like the six of us just, you know, talk to each other and shit like that.
Low key, we've been having back to back guests.
Yeah,
no breaks.
I low key hate guests.
I'm dead.
You hate guests.
So you hate guests. What, bro?
Why you hate guests?
He froze. He froze when he said that.
Hell.
Oh my! Hey, that was a great freeze. That was a great freeze. Good. I'm not gonna lie. That was a great freeze.
Kel don't like people in our crib.
Right.
Makes a leak fake.
He's a leak fake. He be geeking.
Hey, but yeah, we haven't talked to each other like a 6-man podcast in a minute, man.
How y'all doing,
man? Listen, you know what? I thought you start off because you over there. You look like you finna fall asleep.
No, I'm here. I'm just listening. I've been chilling, man. You know what it is, man. Gang, gang. You know what I'm saying? I've been on the block, you know. Nah, but for real, I just went to Atlanta.
Niggas ain't been on the block.
Y'all finna let me explain or y'all finna just talk over me? I can wait.
He got he got that deeper voice and he putting some bass in his voice. Now he got some power. Go ahead, dictator.
Go ahead, dictator. Around.
Bro, explain, bro. All right,
so Atlanta
got to him.
I went hanging out with him. No baby. This weekend. Bro, shut up. I went to Atlanta. Well, not really Atlanta, it's Douglasville. And I went to surprise my uncle for his birthday party. I know that is all. Yeah. He didn't know what was coming for him. He got scared. He shook when we surprised him. And you
he
know,
was gonna air that bitch out, huh?
And I was just chilling with family like the whole weekend, and it was real cool. You know what I'm saying? Just seeing all my cousins. You know what I'm saying? So
how's your mental?
I've been straight. I mean, good. Georgia is nice, warm. I feel like I could just go walk down the street, just walk forever, and just explore.
What was the temperature out there?
Huh?
What was the temperature out there?
It was always like 60 to 70 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Always. Like, it was perfect. Especially at this time in the season. It's like perfect. It's like always going to be like perfect weather. We left Atlanta. It's like 70 degrees. We come to Chicago. It's freezing. No clouds covering the sun. Bro, we left Atlanta. Today. It was the sunniest. It was warm. No wind. No humidity. Came to Chicago. No sun. Just straight clouds. Depression. Bro, like the color. There's no color anywhere. Everybody looks sad. You know, there's black people everywhere in Atlanta. Like, there's everywhere. You look down the street, you look left, you look right, there's black people.
You're not wrong.
Man, it's the land of the black people.
What's wrong with black people?
I'm saying. Nothing. I'm saying it's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a good thing. Nah, but I liked it over there. It, like, definitely feels brighter and, like, everybody's cool over there. All the people over there is cool. They're nice. They're cool. So,
like, are they, like, Chicago black people, or are they, like?
They're definitely nicer. Definitely nice.
So they don't be shooting random people then.
Bro, you can't just label that it's all black people in Chicago. What are you talking about?
I never said it was all black people in Chicago.
You literally just said it's Chicago people. And then you said they'd be shooting people or in shooting.
Who said people. I was saying it was all Chicago people?
Bro, if you...
Well, that's the first thing you said.
All right, never mind. It don't even matter. Brian, go ahead, my boy.
You know, I've been floating between stars, studying planets, taking tree samples so I can give them to my kids so they can plant them for their grandchildren.
Wait. Don't you got something to promote?
Oh, yeah, my sex tape.
God.
No, what I got? Oh, yeah, I dropped a song, you know, on some cute shit. I dropped a song. Yeah. It's actually just some Brino lore. I dropped some more Brino lore. I'm about to drop a what's it called? How do you call it? So think of it like this. If everything on my big streaming, like my major streaming platforms, is like my books, I'm finna drop some what the fuck's a word? I can't think of the word. Non-canonical? I think that's it. Yeah, non-canonical.
Shit,
that's Brino
a big lore. Word. I don't know that word.
On SoundCloud. I don't know when, but I'm dropping comic books in audio form. Let me not confuse the people. But yeah, I dropped the song. I dropped the song. Just something to add to the Brino lore. More is on the way. I don't know when. Things just happen in Brino timing.
Yes, sir. If y'all want to find that song, link will be in the description. You feel me? We got another thing to promote too.
What else?
We can promote it after. Because we never really talked about it in depth. Go ahead. You done or you? Kevin's
promoting. I was just gonna say the song is called Griselda by a dude named Brino. He's kind of cool. Yeah, that's about it. I'm sorry. Real quick, actually, since he reminded me of that, our first our anniversary of our first beat tape passed in March 26th. Everybody forgot about it but me. I don't know what I'm gonna do for it, but I'm gonna do something. I don't know yet, but whoever likes, I don't know, beats. I don't know who, but we have like, we have different supporting bases, which I've been realizing. Cause at least for me, I know people like me because of my videos I've been doing, my music and my beats. Like there's three, those are three separate avenues. So I don't know. It's interesting. But if you're a fan of, I don't know, instrumentals, like, I don't know, just some cool shit. That'll probably be back. I don't know when, but oh, hey. What was it called? Imaginations? No, the
unimaginable imaginations.
I'm about to say
Unimaginable imaginations, volume 2.
We're doing a volume 2.
Yeah, of course we're doing a volume 2. Duh. Volume 2.
Imagination.
Okay, okay. Hard. I'll be looking forward to that.
Nice. I'm coming hard on this one,
Mr. Galapagos. For the people that you know, they don't hear you speak that often, go ahead and give them some knowledge.
They don't really need to.
Oh.
Okay.
But collect
the
mango.
Hell?
Bro. Is that a mango?
I collect red mangoes, yellow mangoes.
Why do you have mangoes?
Where did you pull those from?
I'm about to say, where did those just come from?
Nick just gave them to me.
What?
Bro, Nick ain't left his room. Where did you give? Where did you?
He gave them to me.
I just be throwing them over.
But I just collect
mangoes. Bro, my man's literally sat here the whole time and just said mangoes. Like,
what's going, bro? Before the podcast.
Bro, I didn't. Oh, okay.
So they were sitting on his desk this whole time?
I sent him on bed and I threw it to him.
Wait, what?
Man, fuck out of here. Yeah, bro, niggas think they what's it called? Oh, got the warning bullets now and they can curve around the corners. Yeah, and
me in his room with a straight shot.
They're trying to bamboozle me, bro.
But I just threw it in his room.
Added,
bro,
a couple mangoes to the collection.
Okay.
Bigger mangoes, smaller mangoes, red mangoes, yellow mangoes. They all have a unique scent.
You got a red one?
Mangoes.
I respect it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Nick, go ahead.
I mean, shit, I've been cooling. I just been really working at this new job at the airport. Your boy work at Southwest Airlines, you know. I'm a ramp agent.
You a pilot? You a pilot?
Nigga, he just said a ramp agent.
Boy, I would not be here. I'd be living good if I was a pilot, but
pilots are overworked on the bigger airlines. They're actually striking some places. Yeah. They're overworked, my boy. Like, that's the last person you want overworked.
That's the most dangerous person to have be overworked. For real.
Don't worry, I can fly the plane.
I mean, yeah, no, 100%. Like, if they just asked me, I could just, you know.
Yeah, you just figure it out. You played GTA before.
I'm saying. Like, it's just a couple buttons, you know, up, down, left, right.
Right.
Do a loop-de-loop and pull. Then your shoes are looking good, you know.
That's looking good. Wheels down when you land, you know. Yeah, but I'm a ramp agent. I basically help with the plane landing and departing. I load the plane up with luggage. So at times I can fill the plane with like fuel. Can what else? It's a thing called pushback where I basically push the plane on the runway so I can. Departure. That's really it. I've just been doing that for the last 2 weeks.
Do you want the people
weeks.
That go like this? Go like this?
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the orange cones. That should be fun. I ain't gonna lie. I'll be
you
waiting.
You gotta do it, what's it called? Like soul plane. You gotta.
Oh, God. I'll be waving to people on the airplanes in the windows. What else I about to say? I've been doing it for 2 weeks now. I'm in training. I'm actually go to Dallas this Sunday to get more training too. That should all pay for and everything too. So, hell yeah, I'm excited to see to go there. But yeah, that's really what I've been on. I've been chilling with my wife too. She right here.
There.
Hey.
Oh yeah, we cooling.
Oh shit, Kevin went to sleep again. Malik, what about you?
I did.
There he is. Shit, man, I've been on a spiritual journey, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've been traveling the streets of Joliet, conversing with the people.
Alright.
Seeing what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Damn, I just gave a whole location. It don't come find me.
It don't matter. It's not like you live in Joliet anyway, so.
He do. I'm just joking, you don't.
I was about to say, what the fuck I'm about to say? I don't know.
But, for legal reasons, we live in Tennessee.
Facts.
I live in Naperville.
Nah, I live in Idaho.
Live in Naperville for real?
Yeah, I live in Naperville.
Damn.
Bro, I'm not editing out no locations or anything no more. I don't care.
Hey, niggas,
every single time.
Y'all come find me.
Hold on. Every single time I have to do some type of editing in the podcast, it's always because he's saying a name, he's saying a location. And it's just every single time we say, why did you just say that? He repeats and he says it again and again and again. Every single podcast.
You haven't missed.
Man, forget the censorship, man.
My address is 1144 Circle Drive.
That sounded too believable. That sounded a little bit too believable.
I'm fine, guys. Nah, I just made that shit.
But yeah, anything else?
They're gonna be sending. They're gonna be sending mail to your crib.
Sending pizza.
Hey, send me a pizza.
We should get a PO box.
I was just trying to say that we should get a PO box.
I don't think we're big enough for a PO box.
You never know.
Because I mean, like a PO box, like is like more so like you have to pay for a PO box. So it's like I don't think we're. Why are you doing that face?
Oh no! It was a visceral reaction.
You have to pay for a PO box, so it's like we will be like paying for nobody right now, like you know, like I'm not saying we can't, you know what I'm saying, if they was to like actually want us to like send us stuff, but I will say wait till we get bigger, you know what I'm saying? Wait till we get bigger.
We need to do that. The million followers on YouTube smashing past Miami spring break.
Oh my god!
Oh,
that's gonna get the views.
Listen, or do real life Miami spring break Tinder. No cap. Would you swipe left or swipe right on us?
Yeah. Do that.
I quit.
That's horrible. That's so horrible. Bro.
That's crazy, bro.
Swipe left or swipe right on us. That's so crazy, bro.
Nah, those people are actually insane.
We got anything else or no?
Not really, you know what I'm saying?
We've been gangbanging.
On me.
Now he don't Malik don't game bang. He traveled like rainforests and shit.
What?
Yeah, you ain't see that machete he had?
Hell yeah, where my machete go?
Yeah, shit, that nigga be he be in the fucking not even the trenches, bro. He be in I don't even know the riverbanks.
Chop out to Waffle House.
He be in the bando.
Been that bitch getting it.
Like, where do you find something like that from?
I'm about to
like,
say, all right, bro, my turn. Yeah, oh, I've been cooling.
Let me match him real quick.
I'm a vampire slayer. Hold up. Look at that shit. Yeah.
What do niggas know about this?
Yeah.
You know, vampires.
And just like that, video get age restricted for dangerous weapons.
What's his name?
Nah, that'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy. But nah, I don't know.
Hold up. For legal reasons, my sword is dulled.
Is what?
For legal reasons, my sword is dulled.
It's a prop.
That's sharp as hell.
Go, Lou. Go ahead. Just go ahead.
All right. He's a phony. Yeah. I've been cooling, you know what I'm saying? Mentally, you know. Since the success come, I feel like I get happier with success, but I'm never, you know, really satisfied. Complacent? You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Said complacent?
No, I don't. I'm not really complacent right now. Cause I mean,
that's exactly.
Yeah, oh, that's what I'm saying. What's it called? I am. The more success that we see, and the more success that you know individuals see, it makes me happier. My happiness is based off you know success and shit like that. So, not fully just off of success, but you know, you said what?
What are you successful about? And what have you done as a major?
Oh, I'm just talking about like as an individual. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like my mind and, you know, our podcast and everything seeming to coming together a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? Because, mm-hmm. you know, it was a place where we were just stuck. You know what I'm saying? And at that time, I wasn't mentally stuck, but it was like, I don't want to be, you know, doing a lot of stuff and not seeing any results. So, you know, seeing results grants me more happiness. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's the goal for a lot of, you know, shit where I'm at and everything like that. Yeah. I feel like I'm doing a lot better. Feel like I've been doing a lot better. I like seeing all my homies doing better and everything too. You know what I'm saying? That makes me happy too.
So,
you know, we love to see, huh?
So why don't you do it for yourself?
What you mean?
Right, focus on yourself, motherfucker.
She can be the guest in the podcast. Hey, if you want to introduce her to the pod, go ahead.
She said no.
Okay. But what did you say? Why don't I do it for myself? If she don't have to put a face in it, she could just talk. She could just talk if she wants to.
Yeah, because the internet sees a lot of us.
Yeah.
I underestimated how much the internet sees of us.
Yeah, low key. Because they talking about awful pointy knees. Man, that's crazy. Saying goddamn pointy bullets. Knees is crazy.
The
pointy knees is crazy. I ain't gonna cap to you. That's really crazy.
That's actually
face in the top comment. I'm always the top comment.
We see pointy knees. We see what the dog doing. We see put your
feet up. They love the dog.
Man, they love the dog. We see put your feet up. We see what's it called? Some people be talking about most of the guests be talking about why Kelvin never talk. Then we
bro,
see
Kelvin talks in spirit.
Yeah,
you have to be on his. You have to be on his vibration to hear what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Sorry if you can't relate yet. It's just some real N-word stuff.
Okay. Yeah, we should get into. It's been 27 minutes already. We should get into some topics that we're talking about. Lord knows, I have no idea, but you know, we always wing it. You know, so what's been happening? Yo, wait.
I came home. I'm pretty sure somebody's house is burning down. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Huh? Bro, what?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm gonna let you go for
there was black smoke, like black, like you can see it, like just coming out from the house, and there was like sirens. And somebody's house, like just right down the street from right over there, I can see the black smoke. They were burning something. I don't know what was burning, but something in that house was burning down.
You ain't gonna help, bro.
You know,
what I gotta do with that?
Afo,
nigga like me, I blow down.
You know, Afo, you know, when I said, like, you know, topics, I was talking more so like, you know, about like, you know, stuff we can talk about, you know. I don't know how we can talk about
well,
a house burning.
Brian had something.
Yeah, I know, but you talk about your burning house down and everything like that. Where did that come
go
from?
Go ahead, Brian. Go ahead.
Nah, because what you said, it reminded me of a story. Not even a story, like an experience I had as a kid where a little, like, whole-ass house burned down, like, on my block and shit. Like, I was there watching a motherfucker burn down.
What?
Like, just outside of the crib.
Like, outside the crib. No. My fault. It was on my block, right? It was on my block. So, visibly, my house couldn't see the house. But mm-hmm. I went around the block. The house is there, right? I'm watching it from the other side of the block. So, I'm like, I don't even know how to describe it without using the actual plots and points. But, yes, I watched the house burn down at, like, somewhere between the age of 10 and 12. I don't remember how old I was. And I also saw a fucking old man. Actually, I'm not going to say that one. I'll say that's the after one because that's low-key triggering. I ain't going to hold you.
Wait, what?
This one I have to say after the podcast is actually pretty triggering. I'm not going to hold you.
Okay.
I was going to say. Huh? Your house burned down?
Yeah.
Nigga, everything that happened to you, bro. You done got hit by a car, fell off a balcony, your house done burned
down.
Nigga,
what
didn't happen
to you?
What didn't happen to you, bro?
Wait, explain the story.
No, not like No. Not like burned down, but it was like a fire. It was a big ass fire though.
Wait, how? What happened?
My OG was cooking. She left the stove on.
I was about to say they were cooking that shit, boy.
Everybody was upstairs, right? And the dog, you know how I got three dogs. My dog was barking. So I'm going downstairs, see what the hell wrong with my dog. I turn the corner, because I got one of them stairs. It's like, there's a wall on your side, and then you walk down the stairs. When I hit that and I turn the corner, I was looking, and I swear to you, it was all red and black down the hallway. It was like walking into hell, bro. That's
what
it was. Wait. Nuts. I was like, what the fuck? I ran down the hallway, big ass fire in the kitchen. I'm, oh shit.
Bro, that's crazy. How'd y'all call it?
It was by the sink. We called the fire department, but we get it out before they came. But we put just water. Fucking throwing water. I wasn't in that though. I had to get out, bro. I was literally, you cannot breathe in that, bro. Cause it was like, I think I was in that for like 15 seconds before I started to like choke. So I was like, fuck, I gotta get out. I'm out.
Damn, bro. Yeah,
crazy though.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I had to get my dogs though. I had to rescue my dog. My dog was outside barking and shit, going crazy. I'm like, fuck.
You tripping, bro. Nigga like me, I just blow it down.
All right, big bad wolf. Like, what the fuck?
You just zealous. You don't got big lungs like me, bro. It's cool, bro. It's cool, bro. Little long ass. I'm saying little long ass neck, bro. That's crazy. How you got little lungs at your big age?
Nah, that's let me stop crazy statement.
Let me stop playing.
You know, sometimes I'd just be like, you know what? I'm about to just disconnect and go to fuck the bed. Niggas just be talking.
That's a crazy
thing. I was gonna say, what's y'all thoughts about that whole have y'all been seeing that Russell Wilson thing? The whole corny good man thing?
Nah.
Kelvin knows how I feel about this already.
Explain it.
Bro, so basically they was talking and what's it called, I guess some dudes were saying if Russell Wilson didn't have money, then Sierra wouldn't have been with him, and that I guess he's the definition of they said he's corny, I believe. Is that right, Alfo? Did they say he was corny? They said he was corny and stuff like that. So you know, immediately they jumped to Twitter, you know what I'm saying, and then people was find you a good man, and then this is also how people feel when you find a good man. It was two black males that they were speaking about it. So you know, they was sitting over there. You know, I swear I hate it, and I hate that it's like this for us, but I swear black people be driving each other away from each other so bad. It is ridiculous and it's crazy. So you know, as soon as they see black men talking about another black man that's treating a black woman right, you know, they immediately they diversify, you know, everybody just start putting in their opinions and everything like that. And it was just like, it was more so, it was like a situation of like it was kind of, to be honest, Russell Wilson wasn't corny. The whole situation was corny altogether. Because first off, it was like, I don't know why you sitting over there talking about Russell Wilson. I'm like, I don't know what he has to do about, you know, what about the price of cheese in China, bro. Like, they just literally was just there.
What?
And then I was like, Sierra has her literal own money, so I don't know why she would be with Russell Wilson for his money. Because it's like, the girl was literally like a top artist for I don't know how long. Russell Wilson probably got more money than her, but it's like, it's like she not broke. Damn sure not broke. But it's like, I don't know. It was kind of funny to me, because she left Future and then went with Russell Wilson and then living good, and people got a problem with Russell Wilson. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like,
black people hate black people in such a black people way.
It's true. It's very true, bro. It's very true. Believe that.
No, Russ is definitely corny, but there's nothing wrong with being corny, though. He is definitely corny.
What makes him corny, Alfo?
You heard that? He is corny. It's just,
yeah, you heard that?
What?
Our doorbell rang.
What? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I was gonna say, I'm not getting up.
But he definitely is corny, but there's nothing wrong with being corny. Like, he's a good corny. Like, he's a nice dude corny. Like, It's just the first he'd be like, oh, come on, that's so corny. About how, but like, he's cool though. And Tyler Lockett, he's a virgin.
What,
bro? Don't start, please.
What,
bro? Are you okay?
What is he talking about?
That's clinically insane.
He just literally wanted to say something to try to trigger you. He wanted to say something to try to trigger you.
He did want to, but
how you gonna say another dude is a virgin, bro? How does that sound?
No, because he is one.
But I don't. Okay, bro. Okay, bro.
He is, but he's literally practicing celibacy. You're just a virgin. Because you are.
Hey, you walked into that one, bro.
Hey, but guess what? At least my wide receiver one's not a virgin.
It doesn't matter. Is he for real? Did he like saying
he actually is celibate. Yeah,
he's saving for marriage. Oh.
I just like to joke about it.
That's
just funny.
Oh, he said he's waiting for marriage.
Yeah.
Y'all think y'all could what's it called, be with a girl who said they're waiting for marriage?
No,
I don't believe in marriage.
What about you, Afo?
I'm a virgin, so what am I? You know, I'm saying like,
but what's another marriage? 10 years?
Huh?
He said, what's another 10 years?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's
nah. That's
I'm,
just crazy.
I'm already, crazy. I already missed the due date, so like. Why should I rush to turn in the project?
Ain't no due date, gang.
Actually, it's not really a due date.
Most people experience their experiences in life. 20 plus. So you're actually right on time.
What about you, Malik? Can you fix your camera too, bro? You good?
Not there.
Right. If you're having sex in school, you're a victim.
Bro,
wait, what?
Shut up, bro. Bro,
what?
Shut up.
What are you talking about?
Shut up, bro. Shut up.
You just ignore him.
But you're gonna get into weird territory, bro.
That literally makes no sense.
My fault. You, I had a mouth.
Nick, you said yeah.
What?
You said you could wait for marriage.
Yeah.
Brian, if you did believe in marriage, do you think you could wait?
It's like non-existent. Like the answer I could give, I'm giving you, would be
Malik, 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 Malik.
What's up?
How you gonna ask?
Could you wait for marriage?
You can't answer a theoretical question, bro.
But the thing is,
could I wait for marriage?
What the hell,
bro? Do you wanna like you bringing out katanas and shit, bro?
I didn't know you had that one. That one.
But you got.
Can we all collectively as one focus so we can get this up out the way? I said,
could you wait for marriage, though?
Yeah,
I could. I could wait for marriage. It's the respectable thing to do. This is the respectable thing to do, to wait for marriage if your partner wants to wait.
Huh? Hell, but you said no.
Did I? Helvin got a raw dog.
Yeah, I believe so.
I mean, both answers are acceptable because,
It would really have to depend.
That's what I said. I said it would really have to depend because, like, the way that it is, and I think me and you probably think alike, Helvin, it's like, I feel like I don't want to wait till marriage because, as much as people don't want to, say it, sex is part of a relationship. It really is.
Just said it.
Indeed. It's a part of a relationship. And it's like, if you wait for marriage and it's like, you're like, the sex is like bad, then I'm not saying everybody's going to do it, but one of your partners is liable to go try to find somebody whose sex is good. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think I would rather have it before marriage just so we can, get everything established. Because what you do like, what you don't like and everything like that, everybody's boundaries and everything like that. But I don't want to be in a marriage and then I have to learn what my wife likes. I would rather want to know what my girlfriend likes.
It's just part of the trials and tribulations, man.
Trials and tribulations, I like it.
It's part of the trials and tribulations, man.
Whatever
y'all go through. That's what I'm saying.
It's like it's a lot of time, bro. Marriage is. I'm not one of them people that it's like I can get married in like 6 months. I'm not one of them people. Not, you know what I'm saying. I would want a long lasting relationship to where it's like I can be like, yes, I can find this woman. I find this woman as my wife.
So how much time do you think is acceptable for you?
I think a couple years. I ain't gonna lie to you. I need a couple.
What makes it okay? So what makes a difference between a couple years and like a couple months? What makes you not know? Like,
because you experienced a lot more. A couple months could still be the puppy dog stage. A puppy dog stage can last for very, very long. When you have to see that that person when they're upset, you have to see that person when they're extremely angry. You have to see all sides of the person. That's what I feel like. You want to see all sides of the person so you know what you're dealing with. Because if you get married and this person has never been mad before, and then boom, they get mad and it's a whole different type of person that you've never seen before. It's like you feel like you married somebody else. You feel what I'm saying?
You have to live with the person to really know who they are.
That's what I'm saying. You have to live with the person and everything like that. Like, I feel like it takes a lot more time, bro. It takes a lot of time to say that you really want to marry somebody.
My question real quick, can weddings be what the fuck is it called? Deducted off taxes? I think
No.
Written off. Can weddings be written off on taxes? Because they're technically a business interaction.
I don't think so. Because that's a lot of money to be writing off on taxes.
Not written off. Yeah, no. Hold up. Actually, you're going to look into that. Hold up. Because when you get married, there's a lot of things.
You file together. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't think you can write that off.
Eh, probably. I gotta look into it. Honestly, I'm gonna look into it tonight. Not right now, but
that would be what's it called? Very, very good to know for when people actually do get married and stuff like that. But most of the time, you said what?
Isn't it like a personal expense though?
So, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's a personal expense. And on top of that, a lot of weddings, the bride and the groom only pay for so much. There's other people that actually like they pay for.
Yeah, they take wedding loans.
Yeah, they take wedding loans, and on top of that, other people pay for the stuff too, like family members and, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. So it's like I don't know if it's really considered a business expense more than a personal expense, because, you know, it's all about what you want.
Marriage is still business at the end of the day.
No, it is. It's a personal business. No one can be wrong. It's more so a personal business, but, you know. All right, let me see. I'm just scrolling through Twitter because Twitter always be having some type of topics talking. Someone said there's a difference between being happy and being distracted from sadness.
Of course.
I've seen that.
Wait, say again?
Somebody said there's a difference between being happy and being distracted from sadness.
There's a clear difference.
Yeah, there's a big, big difference. There's a huge difference. There's a huge difference.
Well, I feel alive.
You said what?
People still get them mixed up.
You said some people get them mixed up? That's because some people don't understand how to properly express their emotions.
Maybe some people have never been happy, but thought they were.
Hey, that could be a thing. That could be a thing.
Okay. Are you happy, Alpha?
Yeah, I'm listening to this Frank Ocean in the background. You know, I'm talking with my boys. I'm happy.
Can you sit up so we can hear you?
That boy look purple.
I'm listening to that Frank Ocean in the background, talking to the boys. I'm happy.
Happy?
Or are you distracted from sadness?
I mean, what does that really make me sad?
No, bitches.
I don't know. I'm asking you. Are you being distracted?
No, bitches. It's more. It helps me be more happy because I ain't got to worry about bullshit.
I'll give you that.
I would too. Because I ain't gonna lie. I ain't saying anything. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like, especially in our generation, one thing that dudes say that they want the most is peace. Like a straight. I feel like vibing with a girl is like some like the best, like. That just distracted me when he was just like 1 minute. I was like, wait, what?
All you gotta do is, do you wanna eat? Do you wanna eat? Yes or no? Ask yourself that question. Do you want to eat?
What are you talking about?
Do you want to eat?
What does that solve?
Because when you see something that makes you sick, like if you got cheated on, that's going to make you so sick, you're not going to eat, bro. Like, you're not going to eat. You're going to be so sick, you're not going to eat. You see something that sickens you, you're not going to eat, bro. You're not going to eat. You're going to lose your appetite. And you're going to be sad.
You lose your
Shout out to my knees.
Oh, yeah.
I'll still be hungry at the end of the day.
I'm sure about to say, because I can still eat.
For real. Right, I'm saying.
I'm going to smash, bro.
I'm saying. I'm sorry. Her cheating on me is not going to stop my meals coming in my stomach. No cap.
I'm saying. Like, I'm still hungry, bro. Hey, Kelvin, ain't we finna get these stacks, man?
Yup.
Man!
And that's what I'm saying. I feel like I've been so... I'm not going to say I'm used to it, but it's like the type of mentality that it's like you got to really adjust your mentality and everything like that. And it's like, to me, I know it's easier said than done, but in today's day and age, it's kind of like you never want to get too fully attached to someone.
Like, understandable.
Because it's like, it's mm-hmm. different. It's different for many people.
You don't want to be dependent on somebody.
Exactly. You don't want to be dependent on somebody to for them to be dependent and then be your source of happiness, because your happiness should always become within you. Other yeah. things can fuel your happiness, but your happiness ultimately resides in you. And it's like, if somebody's like, say somebody's cheating or say somebody's doing something to you, bro, I'm sorry. It's to the point I'd be like, bro, get gone. I'd be like, bro, I don't care who you are. Get away from me. Get away.
If you get cheated on, cheat back.
Nah, no, don't take that advice.
if you get cheated on,
cheat back.
Wow.
I wasn't gonna say all that. I wasn't gonna say
that advice. Or we're gonna avoid that one.
Me and Brian were talking about it last night. I just called it an open relationship.
That's so crazy.
I'm trying to be like,
That's crazy.
It's mind.
Y'all trying to be like Will Smith. That's crazy.
That's crazy. I don't
know how to do that. Wow.
Open relationship.
That's crazy. Now, that open. So what are we talking about? Open relationship.
We already talked. Yeah, we talked about open relationship.
Monogamy. What the fuck is it? Monopoly.
Monogamous.
Last podcast.
Why is that a thing?
Do we really?
Yeah.
It makes no sense at all.
It makes no sense.
Wait, nah. What? Open relationships.
Dang, I can't even say the word.
Nah, monogamous, you see how I feel?
Is when it's one and one. Polygamous is when it's multiple.
That's what I was
having,
saying.
Having a polygamous relationship is multiple.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Polygamous.
Polygamous. Polygamous. That makes sense.
More sense than an open
relationship. Yeah, when the boundaries are set upon, it makes sense. An open relationship, you might as well just go fuck a pole.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, y'all might as well stay friends. Crazy.
You can literally just fuck any... Oh my God, that's so crazy.
No, I'm sure they probably got boundaries. They probably got boundaries in open relationships.
I mean, you can smash anybody, but you gotta tell
them. I mean, yeah. There's definitely rules per situation, but if they call it an open relationship...
Bro, when you really think about it, this generation is fucked. It is fucked, bro. When you really think about it, like as far as
cucks.
Bro, no, nigga, no.
Bro, what?
I'm talking about
where did that come from?
How desensitized people have become to sex. That it's like,
nah, it's crazy,
like,
bro.
It's really crazy that it's like literally a couple years ago, sex was like seen as not a couple years ago, but like
I was gonna say, bro, they had Freaknik.
Yeah, I'm about to say back in the day.
They had that Freaknik. What you know about that Alpha?
Sacred,
bro, in high
you know
school, I couldn't believe people were having sex.
It was more so, huh?
What'd you say? In high school, I couldn't believe people were having sex.
Why you say that?
It just blew my mind. Like, when people were getting pregnant, it's like, bro, you getting down like this, bro? We're like 15.
I can understand getting pregnant, but the sex part is like,
it's nah, like, you know, bro, what's
like,
the worst shit?
It's like we're like 14. Golly,
pregnant.
Hey, you gotta keep in mind, there's certain situations that happen, you know, the worst of the worst could happen, or that this could be, you know, somebody got trigger happy and decided to have a baby.
You really got trigger happy. You better put the safety on.
I'm about to say, because at the end of the day, it's your fucking fault. It's your fault. If you busted somebody, that's your fault. It's 100% your fault. But getting pregnant off of losing your virginity, gotta be the worst shit. Gotta be the worst shit. That's gotta be the worst shit. No cap.
Damn.
That's man, gobbler. That boy, I actually know. No. Hold on. Whoa, that's one and done.
I know
somebody that actually did that. They had a baby off the time when they lost their virginity. And I was just like, I was just like, my nigga, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. Because, like, bruh, that's crazy. Yeah, they had crazy.
No
protection? No.
No plan B,
dog
nothing?
In it, bro. No, nothing, bro.
Oh, man, nothing. If you don't grab a glove and scoop that mug out, man.
Wow, oh, you're sick.
Man. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, this man bro, is sorry. Crazy.
I'm sorry.
So it was a
first. I saw the chance. I took it.
What'd you say, Nick?
It was a first for the dude and a girl.
No, just for the dude. The girl already, she been lost her stuff. But the dude, it was his first time. And I was just like, man, listen.
Man, he a quick shooter.
I was just like, you know it was quick. And he got stuck with her for life.
Is it who I think it is?
No names.
He don't say no names.
No! It is! You joking! Dude, that's crazy. I just thought of that too. I was like, there's no way, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a crazy story, bro. Getting pregnant off your... Man, getting pregnant
look at that?
No. I don't know why he said rest in peace. I don't know why he said rest in peace, bro. Hey, I wanted to ask y'all. I wanted to ask y'all, because I had a... what's it called? Have y'all had any experience when the dude was scaring the hoes?
My music scared the hoes.
Please explain.
You know what scaring the hoes is? You know, you ever seen Alpha? You know what scaring the hoes is? You scaring the hoes?
I'm trying to chill any moments.
It's basically like I'd be scared of the hoes. Being like say you're around a group of women or a group of females or anything, right? And a dude is doing the absolute weirdest stuff that it's like people gonna look at him like the girls gonna look at him like are you serious? Like, you know. Like, what's wrong with this dude?
I
can't
think of any situation off the head. I don't have any moments off the head. I'd be scared of the hoes. I'll hold you.
You be scared of the hoes.
Yeah, I'll be on my phone anytime they show up. Just
change your wallpaper.
No, I don't even look at my wallpaper. It's just a straight black screen.
Wow. That's crazy.
Gotta at least make it look realistic.
All right, what about, what's it called?
How can I make it look realistic if I have Parkinson's?
Who?
Bro, you don't know what Parkinson's is?
Wait,
never mind. Skip it, bro. The joke don't make sense if y'all don't know what it is, bro.
Nah, that was a bad joke.
That was a horrible joke.
Yeah,
I
was gonna say, what's it called? Do y'all have any experience with somebody who was cock blocking you?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yours was bad, Malik. Yours is bad. I remember. I know you told me about yours.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
Malik, explain yours because they don't know.
Wait, which one are you thinking about?
Wait, no.
I'm thinking of a different one. I might be thinking of something.
Yeah, you probably are because the one you said that one you already said. I believe you already said in the other podcast.
That's what I thought. You know, with how dude was like saying, "Oh, everyone said me and her will make a great couple."
Yeah.
You already talked about that one.
Unless there's another one, I'm forgetting.
I think I had a cock blocking situation, but it was more so. It wasn't really a cock blocking. It was more so. It was a fucked up situation. Now that I think about it, it was really sabotage? Really bad, huh?
Sabotage.
Yeah, it was like a sabotage.
You got niggas sabotaging you,
man. It was crazy, bro. One of the dudes I was cool.
Are you a freak? Are you good, bro?
I'm about to say. Bro. What? I'm about to say, bro, don't put it in there, bro. For free, bro. Like, bro, what the hell? Like toes.
Whoa! Oh, man, bro.
That just threw me off.
There's weird internet
I'm about to
people,
say, there's
bro.
Weirdos on the internet, Nick.
Like, there is weirdos on the internet, bro.
They will literally pause that screen and do whatever. And
they're gonna meme that
continue
shit.
Continue what you're talking about. Just continue what you're talking about.
All right, what was I talking about? Oh, sabotage. There we go. Okay. So basically it was like what's it called? I was with this girl and mm-hmm. we was just chilling. Everything was all good vibes and everything like that. So it was time for her to go. So I'm walking her back to, you know, to her spot and everything like that. So it was a group of dudes that that I was all cool with and everything like that. Bruh, tell me why I'm sitting over there, I'm walking past with her. And when you walk past, you know, most of the time they'll just be like, they'll either stay silent or they'll be like, I see you, you know, and stuff like that. Like,
I hate niggas, bruh. Like that.
I hate that so much. I hate that so much.
That's so corny.
Oh my God. That is the worst thing in the book. I see you, bro. Cause it's like, it don't even have to be like that, but it was like that. So, you know, they told me, they was like, I see you and everything like that. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, you know, like, then I walked there in the crib and everything like that. Then I come back outside. Then they all dapped me up and everything like that. But one dude didn't dap me up. One dude. It was like a whole group of like five. One dude didn't dap me up. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know, I wasn't thinking anything of it. I'm like, it's no big deal. Bruh, I say about 2 weeks. Tell me why this same dude trying to talk to the exact girl. And I know that was like his first time seeing that girl. Like, literally the same exact, like, because he did not used to be in that area at all. He didn't used to be in that area at all. But he was in that area that day. 2 weeks later, dude sitting up there trying to talk to the girl. I'm like, bro, out of all the things you could do, I'm like, that's just fucking weird. I'm like, that's weird, bro. I'm like, this girl was not even on your radar. But as soon as I start walking with her, now she's on your radar.
Hey, like, you nigga right there. That's a hateful nigga right there.
Yeah,
I was like, man.
At that point, you just gotta go for blood, man.
Sometimes you need a little competition in life.
It's always this nigga. Just shut up. Just shut up.
Your ass okay. Up, man.
When you was dapping up the dudes, did you feel like Duke Dennis in that one video?
You know what I'm talking about? Because I don't think about Duke Dennis every single time. This is your third time mentioning him in the third podcast, bro. You good?
No, the video, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in reference. Was it like that?
Oh, no, because he was looking at the girl in that video. He was walking past the girls in that video, so no.
Oh, so she was walking,
Yeah, the camera person was supposed to be a girl. That's why he did that.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay.
I know, the one when he was coming downstairs and it was like, Rockstar Chains came out, yeah. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Gotta make it look slacky.
You had any cock block experiences?
No, because I don't talk to anybody.
Bro, that doesn't have to do anything. I said experiences.
I was gonna say
no.
Nick, you got any?
Nobody can block me.
No, I don't think so. Somebody cock blocking me?
Yeah.
Aaliyah.
Dang.
Y'all are nasty.
Yeah, I remember when I was talking about how I didn't ask my girlfriend a prom in high school.
Yeah.
She said I was cock blocking myself. Damn. Oh,
that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's a crazy thing.
You are your worst enemy, bro.
Hey, no doubt.
You're your own worst enemy.
I feel like every dude has to have cock blocked themselves before. You gotta have cock blocked yourself.
I did cock block myself. Yeah.
How'd you do it, Brian?
Well, it was a weird situation, bro. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, my last girlfriend, we was already iffy at. And I was talking to another girl. It's a whole bunch of weird shit, bro. I don't even like talking.
So you're a cheater?
No.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, I thought y'all knew this.
Bro, continue. What are you talking about? You said girl?
I can't say the full story.
Then why even bring it up, bro?
I thought about it for a second. I can't even say
I hate a 30% ass nigga. Why are you giving 30%, bro?
This nigga 28.5%.
We got literally three subjects and you ain't even add any type of adjective or nothing. You just kept it as three nouns.
As I should. Now continue on, nigga.
Anybody else got any cock blocking themselves story?
Damn, y'all got anybody got a story where y'all threw the lobby and your man's
in a phone
it?
Call me.
Any of y'all got stories like that?
Oh my God, I can't say the one I'm talking about. Man, I threw this nigga the biggest lob. Oh my goodness, that nigga didn't even grab the ball, bro. He didn't even grab the ball. I'm talking about all he had to do. I put that man in a position. It was what's them kid rims? Not the Nestle rims. The playground rims. It was like a little Nerf ball. Bro, I'm talking about, I passed this man the little Nerf ball. It was hanging on the back of the door. Bro, I say, just run up, give it a layup. Don't even dunk the ball. Just lay it up. Bro, I'm talking about, I talked to the girl. She said she was going for it. She was good for it. She was everything. And it was like, literally, all he had to do was lay the ball in, and the nigga fumbled. He fumbled so bad. It was ridiculous, bro. It was ridiculous.
Like, how bad is bad?
Like, bad. Like, bad. Like, to the point where it was like...
Price?
Huh? Yes, Fisher Price. Fisher Price. It was a Fisher Price basketball rim. All he had to do was literally just let it go. He was already above. The girl already put... She put the rim right above. All he had to do was drop the ball. And the nigga still managed a way to fumble. All
right.
I'm talking about... We talked the dude head up. We talked to the girl. She said she was going for it. She said she wanted to. And the nigga just couldn't drop the ball, bro. He just couldn't drop the ball.
Oh, man, alley-oop, he ran back to the three-point line and bricked that bitch.
Man, no, fuck that. That nigga ran the half court. He said he wanted to shoot a half court shot. I was just like, bro, I'm like, what are you doing, bro? Take the easy layup. Take the points. Take the points.
I take the easy layup.
On me.
Loki, I'll be waiting for the girl to make the first move.
Man, I don't even hoop no more, bruh.
Y'all missed a layup in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
Like an actual real game.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Oh, boy. First time I got on the court in sixth grade, I got a steal on a fast break by myself completely. Nobody passed the half court line. I go up for the layup. Hit all backboard, and that's it.
No, I think it was eighth grade. I got into the game. I got a breakaway still. I was coming down on the fast break. I thought I was good for the layup. I went up. Some 6 foot nigga just LeBron James watch off the backboard. I'm damn.
Watch out. I guarantee you I got the worst. It was the first game of my eighth grade season. Played the worst team. I'm talking about them niggas didn't win a game. Didn't win a game for the past 2 years. I'm on a fast break, bro. On a fast break by myself. I lay it up. That mug goes smooth off the backboard. I laid it up too hard. But then that's not even it. It got worse, bro. So another time, I get another fast break. Everybody cheering for me because everybody on the team has scored except for me at that point. It's in the fourth. I'm going up, bro. It said, boom, smack right off the backboard. Bro, I don't know why I was so bad at layups. But listen, it went straight off the backboard. When I tell you, I fell to my knees in the middle of the basketball court. And literally, all you hear is my pop saying, get up and get back on defense. I swear to God.
I feel like you overthink it. You definitely overthink it.
Yeah, yes, do. When you alone, you overthink it always, bro. You overthink it so much.
That was my first time scoring, too. I'm just thinking, like, yeah.
Y'all ever go for a layup?
Huh?
You ever go for a layup and you miss? It hit off the. My fault.
Go ahead.
Not once. Did you ever go for a layup and you throw it up? It hit off the rim and come back and hit you in the face.
Oh no!
No,
to you?
No, because you make layups.
Yo, wow. This man got hurt every possible way, bro. It went under the rim and then bounced right, hit you right back on the head. You muted. I can't hear you.
Nigga talking to ghost.
Man, what? Oh my god, bro.
She punched me like that.
Man, so the story. Now, yeah, I'm about to say we can't even hear you. My choice, arrived.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo, you back.
But now, like I said, I just threw it up, missed it, came back, hit me in the face.
Damn, what's so funny?
Everybody, bro.
My girlfriend just punched the shit out of me, bro, for no reason.
Oh, that's silly, goofy love.
Oh, sweet.
That's silly, goofy love.
Wow. It must be nice, Nick. Goofy love. Must be nice to be loved. Must be nice.
I know, because you're old ass. I know you lonely.
That's crazy.
Nah, nigga, you finna be 36 on Thursday with your old ass. Stop playing with me.
That's crazy. We head to the booty club.
Hey, y'all want to go to the strip club?
We head to the booty club.
Y'all trying to go to the strip club?
I can't get in.
Saturday. Let's go. Let's go Saturday night.
I bet. My girlfriend got the singles. We going.
Come on.
Come on.
Malik, you heading?
You said Saturday night?
Okay. Yeah.
What time?
You good.
Shit. After, what's it called? John got a boxing match. And then after that,
I
y'all head to strip club.
Man, yeah, strip club.
Hey, Young Buck, sit out this one. Sit out this one. Huh?
I said, me, I'm going to head to the stoop.
Yeah, y'all go ahead and head to the stoop. Kelvin, you coming?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yep. Hey, strip club, Saturday night. What's up?
Do it. Let's do it.
I'll be in the corner with it.
I hope y'all smell BBL meat.
What?
What is it?
Brazilian.
I hope y'all smell BBL meat.
That's disgusting, bro.
BBL atmosphere.
Ew. What does that even smell like?
Don't question it.
He's not wrong, though.
He knows.
Why?
No.
What? Don't question it.
That's disgusting, bro. What is BBL meat? What is that?
Bro, why are you still questioning it?
Because, like, I'm literally serious. Like, is that not cellulite, is it?
No, that's like...
Then what is
it's
it?
Like the,
what is
a Brazilian it's like Walmart, butt lift? Walmart plastic bags. That's what it smells like.
Air.
Just air. No, because, like, I'm really curious. Like, what do they put in these girls' asses? Like,
it's just their fat. It's just
bro, they
like,
put...
Oh, it's their own fat. From their, oh, okay, yeah. Okay, okay.
They mix it with something, then they put it in their booty cheeks.
It mixes it with that drink.
Yeah. It's that's fat crazy. Mixed with baking soda.
It's fat mixed with lean.
Are you serious, Malik?
Fat mixed with baking soda. Look it up.
Are you serious?
Serious, look it up.
Are you serious?
It's fat.
You
it's fat.
Hold on.
Look it up.
Hold on.
This nigga lying out his ass. Look at him.
I'm about to say, what? I just typed in BBL meat. That shit ain't even come up. Hold on.
You typed in BBL meat straight up?
They tell us they using BBL leftover meat for Chick-fil-A nuggets.
What? Who said that?
Oh, that's crazy.
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
BBL cooked medium meat.
That's crazy.
That's disgusting, bro. That is disgusting.
That is crazy.
Nah, that's, I
man, some of them girls be walking around looking like ants, though. No cap. Looking like straight
okay,
little ants.
This is what it says. It says a Brazilian butt lift involves three basic steps. Fat is removed from the hips, the lower back, the thighs, the abdomen, and other areas with liposuction. The extracted fat is purified and prepared to transfer. The cosmetic surgeon injects the fat into specific points on the buttocks to increase volume and improve shape. So,
improve shape.
So I guess they like mix it with something that like makes it so it doesn't.
So is it the same like when they do it with their lips then? When they do the
that's a lip filler though. That's a lip filler.
Yeah, I was about to say it's a lip filler. That's totally different.
Yeah. That's different, yeah.
I wonder why people do that.
Or you can go the silicone route and put silicone in your booty cheeks.
I heard that's worse for you though. That's worse.
It is.
I heard when they like fall out of place, your
ass
looks
funny. None of it is safe. None of it in the first place is safe. You can die doing a BBL. You can literally die.
You can die doing anything.
Yeah, but some things you is just like dying to get a BBL, bro. Like that's just come on, bro. Like,
hey, bro. Imagine dying for these things.
I mean, some people are allergic to bees.
Exactly. I'm about to say, ain't nobody allergic to a BBL, bro.
That's like,
you gotta
imagine
go. Somebody
going crazy on a PB&J sandwich, and you just start, the dude next to you just start dying.
Or what? I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah, it does work like that.
Oh, no, that's not how it works like that.
It so if they're, in the, like, if they're in if the they vicinity, it, if they're in the
yes,
vicinity,
if they smell it.
They have it real bad, though.
They can literally have a reaction and literally
they gotta have it real bad, though.
That's crazy.
It's usually like younger kids.
You gotta have.
If you
a
see
real
a grown
bad,
ass
though.
Man, if you see a grown ass man, fucking hive up because you opened the peanut butter jar. I ain't gonna lie, he deserve it.
Deserve it.
He too damn grown at that point, bro. He too damn grown.
Man, just said he deserves death for being allergic to peanut butter.
All you need is an EpiPen, and you're fine, bro.
What if you're allergic to sunlight?
That's it's more like
the devil.
Nah, it's more like it's a skin disease.
Oh. Yeah, it's a skin disease, but it's like you're a fucking vampire, like low key. Yeah.
100% you're a
vampire.
Make
you an albino?
Albino or born albino?
I'm about to say, albino is something totally different.
Interesting. Man, I lost to an albino in a check race.
Wait.
How? No, I'm not saying how in that way, but like, how'd you lose?
No, I just lost. Like,
you got advanced faster. Genetics.
Hell yeah, boy, that man's a built in a lab.
He was just faster.
Wait, I'm confused, though. I'm confused. Like,
it's like seeing. It's like seeing.
No. Whoa. I'm saying, was it like what place did you come in?
No. I don't know. Oh, I came in like what, third, something like that.
Have y'all ever seen an albino alligator?
I wasn't last.
Albino alligator is crazy.
No, an albino animal is just crazy in general. They're very rare. Very rare.
Seen an albino lion.
Albino what?
Albino lion.
Those are rare, bro. They're all rare, especially the alligator one.
Oh my god, stop talking. You're scaring the hoes. That is the funniest saying, bro. That is the funniest saying in all of America. Oh my god, bro, you're scaring the hoes. That is so funny.
You really can't
scare the hoes. You really can.
No, you really can't scare the hoes, bro.
I'm scared the hoes,
Lou. You can't die in front of the bad bitches.
Yeah, you ever scared the hoes?
Have I ever scared the hoes? I don't think I've ever really scared the hoes because, one, I don't really be around hoes to begin with. What's it called? Number two, when I be around them,
Before you keep going, what makes somebody a hoe?
I don't know.
They don't wipe their butt.
Wait, what?
Wait, what'd you say, Kelvin?
The fuck?
What?
And if you don't wipe your butt, you're a hoe.
You don't wipe your ass? Bro, imagine taking the shit on a toilet, getting up and walking out.
Oh my god.
Nah, bro. Oh my god. Yo.
I'm a follow. Go ahead, bro. I didn't mean to sidetrack like that. I was actually.
No, because I'm actually on the question now. What makes somebody a hoe?
I don't know.
Shit.
I think what makes them a hoe is if they like to jump around from dick to dick.
That's what I think makes what somebody makes somebody a hoe is that. I lost my train of thought.
This is a slippery slope.
I'm about to say, because you really would define somebody being a hoe? Because there's man hoes, there's woman hoes, you know, and it's like...
They them hoes?
Yeah, it's like, if you a hoe, if you just, you know, I feel like you just around.
Like, you know you a hoe.
You gotta know when you a hoe.
You just know. It's just something you just know. You can't. It's not. I can't explain it.
You're just really sexually active.
So would you say a lot of body counts makes someone a hoe?
Yes.
I wouldn't say very sexually active.
Yeah, I would.
I say.
I'm about to say if you're at like say you like 19 and you got like. To like 40, 50 bodies,
like, bro. At that point, you're a porn star, bro.
Like, wait, what category? That's wait, like, so what's the line that you have to cross to like, okay, like you're going too crazy. What's the line that you have to cross? Like, I feel like okay,
sucking the dick from the backside,
nigga. Bro, oh my god, bro.
What? I need that though. But what? All right, continue, Lou. Go ahead.
You can't just say continue when you just added on to the ridiculousness, bro. Oh my god!
You just said it? Yo, crazy. Funny as that.
Yes,
crazy. I was gonna say some along the lines of because it does sound, you know, but it's like I feel like being at that age where it's like sex is just like I feel like if you're young and you just like. I need it, and it's like you need it in like a special way, you know. Nah.
You can't really say that, though. You can't really say that.
I'm about to say you can't really say that.
There's 70-year-old hoes. There's 70-year-old hoes. There's some old hoes.
I know a couple grandmas that get down like that.
What puts you in that category? Like, what crosses the line to where you're out of here? Hey. You're gone. Like, you win the title. Like, what makes you win MVP? Like,
bro,
MVP?
When you just get around,
move about it.
when you just move in a certain way, bro. You just like
I think like, it's when you move in a certain way.
Yeah, when you move it's in a like, certain way. You know when you're a hoe, bro. Like you really know when you're
like,
a hoe.
Like you know. You can't really put a book definition to that.
Because it's like
trying to describe the color purple to a blind person.
Exactly. It's like it's hard to explain. Right. It's an explanation, but it's like come on, bro. Like you blind, what you need to know that for? If you a hoe, what you need to know what a hoe is? Like you a hoe. Get around.
If they get around and they
yeah, like if you yeah, get I'm around, saying. Like it's nothing wrong with being a hoe, but it's like bro. I mean, I would not say that. I'm gonna say a clean hoe is the best hoe, but it's like
what's a clean hoe?
A bitch who ain't got no STDs or anything. Like this, like they're clean.
Okay.
Like that's the best thing, but it's like a clean hoe is the best hoe.
Hey, am I wrong? Would you do a clean hoe?
What?
Would I do a clean hoe?
Yeah. What type of question is that, bro?
I'm about to say, what type of question is that? I would
I'm
do
just
some,
asking a question.
I don't know. I wouldn't date no clean hoe. Like
I date.
Bro, every time you think of it, you just got to think back. You just got to look at flashbacks or her stories that she tells you, and it's over with. You can't live That's with crazy. That. I can't live
yeah,
it down.
Yeah, I don't care what nobody say, bro.
I can't live that down.
I don't care what nobody say. If it's your girl, if it's your anything, like if you feel have feelings for that person, they tell you any type of story in the past, that motherfucking heart, and you just get the like you just because you get to thinking, and it's like damn, like you really did that, like you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, and I'm with you. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, there's definitely levels to it though. There's
yeah,
levels
it's
to
like it,
it
comes. There's it comes from both directions. It's like man and woman, but it's like, bro,
it hurt.
Yes, it hurts, bro.
Like, why are you saying it?
There's like some stories that are like, bro, what? Like, why are you even telling me this? Like, but yeah, but you know what they say?
Yeah.
If you can make her giggle, you can make that booty jiggle.
No, that's not the saying at all. You gotta
say that's
it,
my
saying. If you're gonna say it, you gotta say it right.
No, shut up. That's my saying.
You're gonna say it, you gotta say it right.
If you can make her giggle, you can make that booty jiggle.
Nah, this is the real one. Exactly. If you can make that ass laugh and giggle, you can make that ass clap and jiggle. That's the real saying. That's the real saying.
That's a full saying.
It's the same thing.
But that the booty giggle and no,
that's
PG-13. That one's cleaner.
That's PG-13,
bro. It's PG-13, but we don't care about PG-13. Bro. PG-13, bro.
Yours has a content filter or a content filter on it. Mine's PG-13.
Nobody cares.
I'm about to say you can't even walk into a fucking bar. Shut up. See why you made PG-13, little ass boy. Like, come on, bro.
Bro, don't
walk
you got a house to pay for? Don't you got a family to take care of? Don't you gotta get groceries on the way home or something?
Bro, didn't you just go visit your girl in ATL? How her butt doing?
Bro, we not talking about that,
okay.
Bro.
Oh, okay.
Bro said, how her butt doing? That's so crazy.
Like, don't
focus
come
on
me.
You focus on the wrong things.
That's so crazy. You focus on
Are you good? What did you just my man said you focus on the wrong. Oh, yeah. Like, are you good?
My train of thought.
Hey, I got a question. Who was the biggest hater that you have ever seen in real life? The biggest hater,
real life hater.
Like, have you ever seen so? Yeah, a real life hater. Like it's like, bro. Like, what made you hate?
I got it. A nigga before I even met him. To this day, he's the only nigga I've ever had beef with or anything. He start hating on me before he even knew me, bro. Like the man is the ultimate hater. The man before he even knew me, the man said Lou is the name of a dog, and I was just like anything could be the name of a dog. I'm like, what? I'm like, you can literally name your dog pencil. Like you can name your dog anything. He said, what's it called? When I tell you, when he met me, he was talking about me. When I tell you this
nigga
man
was gossiping about you,
bro, he was gossiping about everybody. The man got his ass whooped so many times. So many times. Like, the man was constantly getting his ass whooped. He was constantly talking about behind people back. He was talking about people that they didn't even know he existed, bro. They didn't even know he existed. I didn't even know this dude existed, and he was talking about me. I'm like, I got mad at another. He had the same name as somebody else, and I got mad at somebody else. And they were like, no, not him, not him. And they were like, no, it's him. I'm like, who the fuck is that? I'm like, who is that? Yeah.
It's one thing if you're hating on somebody and, you know, you're not getting your ass whooped. But it's one thing if you hating on somebody, you getting your ass whooped, and you still hating on that person.
Yes, he was
That's
still
so crazy.
Hating. He was
That's still a certified hater, bro. That's a certified hater.
When I, like, got my, when I was with my girl, he was like, how the hell did you pull her and everything like that, bro? It was that bad. It was that bad. It was that bad. It was that bad,
I respect it. That's certified.
Like the man was a true hater, bro. The man was a true hater.
Talk about how did you pull that?
He was talking about my car. He didn't even have a car. Like, it was bad. It was bad.
That's crazy. So I asked him how those feet felt.
Hey, bro, the man used to take like his mom's car. I was like, bro, I'm like, he used to brag about his mom's car. How the fuck he bragged about his mom's car? I don't know. I didn't care. I'm like, at the end of the day, you gotta ask your mom for the keys. My keys is on my hip.
So if they're you in see my this pocket. Dude, if you see this dude, is it still smoke to this day?
Bro, I don't. To this day, like, I'm cool with a lot of fucking people. Like, a lot of people from my old high school and everything. I was cool with a lot of people. When I tell you, it was like the pure opposites with us. Everybody was cool with me, didn't have no problems with me. Everybody had a problem with that nigga. Everybody hated that nigga. If I was to call up somebody right now, if I was to call up anybody, a girl or a boy, I promise you, they'd be like, and I say, oh, you remember so-and-so? They're going to be like, yeah, I wanted to beat his ass. I promise you.
That's so crazy. That's
promise you.
That's certified.
You might have to call somebody.
Oh, my God.
That's so crazy.
Oh, here it go. Asia don't even fuck with him. Y'all know Asia. What's it called? Asia don't fuck with him. What's
he talking about?
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You talking about Asia? Don't fuck with him. Don't say it. Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
You talking about? I'm gonna just say vacuum nose.
I just said don't say anything. I just said don't say anything because that makes him so obvious. That makes him so obvious.
Who was gonna know who he is?
You got a vacuum nose.
Jacoby, he don't fuck with him. It's a good chance. Rob, don't fuck with him. It's a good chance.
That's
a lot of
crazy.
Like, bro, nobody fuck with him, bro. Nobody fucked with that nigga, bro.
Wait, no, see y'all talking that vacuumed up his shirt?
Yes, you say don't sniff too hard or you're going to vacuum up your shirt, bro. Yes.
That's crazy. He got that Dyson nose, boy. A-grade vacuum. Like,
it was bad, bro. Wow. He was the biggest hater I've ever seen out of anybody, bro. So y'all had anybody?
I was like, yep, I know who you're talking about.
Nothing like that. That's insane.
That's crazy.
Talk about you suck up a shirt.
Yes, bro. When I tell you that dude was the ultimate hater, like, it was like he was a different breed, bro. He was a different breed.
You hate to see him, man.
Man, I was just like, I used to, it was a point of time where I was just like, I wonder, like, why are you so hateful? Like, why do you hate so much? And it was just like, no. Cause I didn't want to talk to him. Cause every time I talked to him, it was like, oh, it was like somehow he always wanted to. What's it called? Another time, I was about to fight him.
What's fight it called? Nobody.
Shut your weak ass up. I was about to fight him, and we was at a gas station. Jacoby was there too. Bruh, so my adrenaline was running and everything. I was like, all right, bro. I'm like, if you want to go handle it, we can go to the park, handle it, anything like that. Boom. So then he was like, he was like, calm down, chill. Bruh, so they go inside the gas station. Him and Jacoby go inside the gas station. They come back out. I'm chilled out.
Hold up, did y'all put that randomly? Like, was y'all?
Yes, it was randomly. It was just randomly. He linked with me and Jacoby. Yeah, it was just random. Like, he was walking down the street, we was walking down the street, we was walking in the same direction. So, what's it called? Then, Jacoby, they go inside, then they come back out. My adrenaline is all gone, so I'm just sitting there just basically chilled out. Then he comes outside, he throws his drink on the ground. He's like, you want to fight? And I'm like, I'm sitting there like, bro, are you serious? I'm like, my adrenaline was just running like 2 minutes ago. Then I would have really did your shit. But I'm like, okay. I'm like, I see what type of game he's running. So then I was like, you know what? Okay. I was like, let me just listen to him. He was like, you want to fight? So I'm just looking at him stupidly like, nigga, like, I'm not going to fight you, bro. Like, You obviously just all talk. He's like, I got my job. I got to pay my mom's bills. I got to do this. I got to do that. I was like, bro, I'm not finna fight your little goof ass, bro. I'm like, I'm finna take my ass home. I'm like, I told Kobe, Kobe, I'm like, let's go ahead and go home, bro. Because I'm like, I'm not finna sit up here and now this nigga want to get mad when my adrenaline is gone. Like, imagine that. Now your adrenaline get running when mine's out. I really don't even think his adrenaline was running. He was really just acting. He was really just acting, so he didn't look
he
like
he was poking out his nose, boy. He ain't trying
to
fight.
Yeah, he's like, bro. That motherfucker was fat, though. It did look like if he squeezed, it would have went honk, like for real.
Wow. That's so crazy.
This shit like squishy.
This shit was like a missile, like bro.
Yeah.
No. Y'all ever seen like the curve? Well, of course y'all have, but y'all know the curve of a Timberland boot? That was like his nose. Like, that was, oh, like the so front crazy. Of a Timberland boot curve.
The curve of a Timberland boot. Wow.
Oh, that's never, I ain't never heard that one. That was a new one. The curve of a Timberland boot. Wow.
Man. Bro. Bro, I used to fry him like every day. Bro,
Malik used to get on that nigga. Every single time.
Every time he used to come and hang out, I was frying.
Oh
shit.
My god!
Was he your friend, Malik?
What?
Was he your friend?
No, I fuck with him. I just made fun of him. Ain't nobody fuck with him, man. Though.
Didn't nobody fuck with him? Like when I tell you, like didn't nobody fuck with him?
He used to always try to hang out with us. Like no one was fucking with this dude.
Like it was crazy, bro. It was crazy.
It was literally.
I talk shit. I say the biggest hater thing is when somebody created the exposed page at our high school,
and just started exposing people. That was so weird.
That is crazy hater mentality.
Wait, like exposing, like yes, exposing
on a page, people, IG bro. Page. They made an IG page and were exposing kids, bro. Just exposing.
Like nudes.
Whoa.
Yes. You don't remember this?
Nah, that's just weird. When we were that freshmen. Ain't really hateful. That's just weird.
It was when we were freshmen.
I was hanging out with the white people, so I wasn't in the loop like that.
They made an IG account called like. I'm not even gonna say the name, but it was like the high school and leaks.
Wait,
exposed. Like, yes, full on.
That's weird.
Freshman year, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Our freshman year? Yes.
I heard about it, and I was a year later.
Huh?
I heard about it, and I came to the school a year later.
Yes, they exposed it.
I was at work when I found out about it.
People that were following the page were getting called into the office, and
I did not follow that page.
People's phones were getting checked.
Oh, I remember.
Yes, bro, it was the craziest thing.
I remember.
And like one of the girls that got exposed, her sister wanted to fight the person who did it, and like it was.
Oh, they found out who did it?
I think I know who did it, but I'm not sure if I know who did it.
Name drop.
I have an idea on who did it. Like, there's like a name out there, but I don't know if it's 100% thumb. I think it was a girl that did it. Okay, I'll say it after.
Yeah, say it after.
But that's a crazy. Like, that. It's like I don't understand. Like, why?
Bro, people, those, bro.
Like, oh man, that's crazy hater mentality.
That's not even hater. That's weird.
It's just weird. I'm so glad I wasn't born with no hateful spite in my body. Because it's like, bro, that's so weird, bro. That's so weird.
Sometimes I wish I was born with a little more hate. I ain't gonna lie. Just sometimes,
born,
all the time.
I think I was born with the perfect amount. With the perfect amount.
I was born with no hate. I can't hate.
To the point where it's like I don't really hate people, but I can be like, you know, I was born with the perfect amount of, like, get the fuck out my face type shit. Like, you know? I really know when to tell a motherfucker, like, you know, some people be nice and shit like that. But it's like, I feel like I'd be like I got the perfect amount to just be like, yo, stop fucking talking to me and get out my face. I don't know. Probably. I'm probably an asshole at heart, but I mean, hate nobody. I don't hate nobody, though.
I love everybody.
Oh, I don't love everybody. That shit dead.
Hell no.
I don't love everybody. That shit dead. Some people do not deserve love in this world.
I tolerate everybody.
Probably a better word for it.
I tolerate the people around me.
But deserves respect until proven otherwise.
You said what, Nick?
I gotta go.
Low-key, we should be done. I think we should be done, right?
We have like an hour 30.
Let's wrap it up, man. My man's Nick needed sleep, bro.
Is that a football in your hand?
Mango. What time you got to wake up tomorrow, Nick?
Six.
So how long is your shift?
I get to the airport at like 7:30. So I start at 8 and I get off at 4:30.
Wait, which one do you work at? Do you work at the one in the city?
Yeah, O'Hare.
Oh, okay. Is that a far drive?
About 30 from here.
Oh, okay.
29.
Yeah, this is decent.
Do you get free parking?
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say, okay.
You better.
I'm about to say, I hope you ain't gotta play.
Wait, is it like an exclusive, like employee only?
It's an employee only parking lot.
Okay.
And I get a shuttle to my terminal.
Okay. I was gonna say.
Yo, Brian, you ain't moved. You ain't moved in like 5 minutes. You good, bro?
Oh.
Okay, so yeah, this was episode number 25. I don't know why my camera keeps switching back and forth. Fuck this camera. But yeah, this was episode number 25, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully y'all did enjoy. We're gonna be back next week with actual in live and guests, hopefully. If they flake again, we'll just probably just, you know, kick them in the back of the just playing. Yeah, we'll just, you know, figure something else out. But yeah, we should be back next week with guests. Y'all make sure y'all hit that like button and comment something if you made it this far.
Comment real quick. Fresh less is better than a purple dress.
Fresh less is better than a purple dress. Okay, comment that. Let's if you go made it crazy this far.
Only the real are gonna understand.
Comment some topics. Green sunshines.
Yeah, you can comment some topics that you want. Yeah, just topics that you want us to talk about. And on top of that, we do have a new channel coming soon. It's gonna be called The Down Bad After Dark. That link will soon be in the description, probably next week.
That's where the orgies.
Yeah, that's where we're gonna upload all the orgies. And all the Miami Spring Break smash the passes, Tinder in person, and you know, everything like that. We're gonna upload all of that on the After Dark channel and everything like that. So it's gonna be called Down Bad After Dark. It's coming real, real soon. Channel's already created.
We putting strip club adventures on the After Dark.
Yeah, we're gonna put the strip club adventure on Saturday. We're gonna put that. Why are you saying of course, young buck? What are you saying? You're not going.
Damn, old man. Go get some calcium in your bones.
It is a little bit flaily. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead. Y'all make sure y'all leave a like and comment and you know, subscribe to the channel and everything of that sort. Inspirational.
Bro.
Go ahead, bro.
That shit just be throwing me off because I just be like, every time something comes in from the left or right, I'd be like, what the fuck is that?
Go ahead.
See, I lose my train of thought and I just lost it again.
I quit my fault game.
Damn, what was I saying? Subscribe and somebody say something inspirational.
Do what you do. Do what you want. What would they say? Have your own way.
Is that a Spider-Man Miles Morales post in your room, Lou?
Nah, that's hard. That's hard. Where you get it from?
Hold on.
Hey. Sometimes you gotta think about things how you don't want to think about things.
No cap.
Boo! Nobody want to hear that.
What? Where'd you get that?
Bro, I was seeing this blue Spider-Man on Amazon. I'm thinking about copying it. I ain't going.
Like I forgot what those are called. Funkos, right?
Funkos.
Listen, Spider-Man Miles Morales has always been what's it called? He's always been my favorite. It's always been Marvel, Spider-Man Miles Morales, and DC The Flash.
I like Shock. What's the nigga? Static Shock for DC.
Static Shock WW. But yeah, that's my poster in the back. I'm gonna get some more. Yeah, hopefully y'all did enjoy. Anybody else got anything else to say?
I'm gonna say again because he was hating on me.
No.
I'll let you get your stuff off.
You're right. Go ahead. My fault.
Sometimes you gotta think about things how you don't want to think about things. That's take with that what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So go ahead.
Real.
Eat some lettuce.
sometimes you really just gotta just float on the wind and let it take you where it takes you.
Hey, where it's taking me right now is Skypiea, no cap. Hey, listen.
Hey, you made it.
Hey, it's taking me to Skypiea. That's an inside joke. All my One Piece fans, I'm becoming one of y'all. What up with y'all?
You made feel me? It. You
Straw
made
Hat
it.
Gang. Straw Hat we Gang. The
show, man.
No. That's
Straw
a good
Hat
art.
Gang, you feel me?
That's a good art.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and continue to go watch it, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Down bad on me, down bad on three. One, two, three. Be yeah, all down bad.
Man.
That was so ass. Do it again, bro. Do it again.
To the down.
Oh my God,
let's
that
get
was
it.
So fucking bad.
Before we do that, take the road most traveled.
No.
Exile walk.
Oh my God.
Piss on their grave.
On me.
That's a
pee
crazy
on the world.
Bro,
on the grave,
love
bro.
Everybody. Love everybody. Down bad on me. Down bad on three. One, two, three. We all down bad.
Y'all down bad.
So all right, kid. Fucking ass.
Hey, Nick. I got to tell you something.
What?
Sometimes you got to think about things how you don't want to think about things.
Yeah, you right. I will.
All right. You can go ahead now.
If somebody comments a feat, bro, you better be ready to defend.
He'll
cap. He left.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you. Somebody come and feed. That's all him.
Hey, that's all him. That's Bad all him. No cap.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said, if somebody comment talking about a feed, you better be ready to defend, bro. I ain't got nothing to say about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the ad. I'm on the ad.
You, bro.
I'm on the ad. All right, my boy.
All right, gang.
Brody.
Down.